Hello and welcome once again to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I am Dave Borchert, race director of the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. Hope you all have had a great month of training and ready to continue through this summer heat in July. Got a big podcast coming up for you today, coming up later in the show. Next segment, we'll talk to Toby Harrell and Tanner Johnson, assistant store leaders at Scheels. You guys may not know, but Scheels has all the great running stuff you might expect at a specialty running store, and they're also a big sponsor of the 2019 Kansas City Marathon. They just did their first community group run a few weeks ago, and excited to talk to Toby and Tanner, hear their story about their running journey, as well as how Scheels looks forward to taking care of runners as you build up towards the 2019 Kansas City Marathon on October 19th. Also coming up later in the podcast, we'll talk to Coach Eladio Valdez from the Runner's Edge. Eladio, of course, the official training coach of the 2019 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, and has been so for a long time. Eladio also coordinates all the pacers, the Smart Pace team, to help you have the best chance of success on race day. And speaking of Eladio, as we get into what's new this month for the Kansas City Marathon, we should mention that Eladio provides free training plans, 16-week and 12-week training plans. And the 16-week plans just kicked off on June 30th. So both the 16-week plans and the 12-week plans are live now at kcmarathon.org. So go on there, get your free training plan. Anywhere from beginner runners just hoping to finish their first half or full marathon all the way up to experienced runners looking for a PR or a Boston qualifying time, you can get these free training plans on our website from Coach Eladio Valdez. So go to kcmarathon.org, then click on race information. On that page, scroll down to the bottom of the page and click training, and then you can download your free half marathon or full marathon training plans. Again, kcmarathon.org, then click race information, then scroll down to the bottom of the page and click training to get your free half or full marathon training plans. Excited to announce that our 2019 Kansas City Marathon medal designs are finalized, and they were just unveiled here at the beginning of the month. If you haven't seen them yet, check your inbox. If you don't get our emails, check out social media at KC Marathon. But again, these are playing off our 2019 iconic Kansas City theme, which is Kansas City's rich jazz history. And the medal will look like the historic sign you see on the corner of 18th and Vine. That's what it looks like. Although the medal doesn't say 18th and Vine. It's the 2019 Kansas City Marathon logo with the saxophone and the musical notes. And then it'll have your distance at the bottom. So full marathon, half marathon, 10K or 5K. Each distance has their own color. So the full marathon gets this year's primary colors, which is the green and black. Half marathon gets the nice Garmin blue that was the primary color last year when we had the City of Fountains theme. The 10K gets orange colors as well as an orange neck ribbon. And then the 5K gets the yellow and black that were the primary colors in 2017. Which was the year we focused on Kansas City shuttlecock outside of the Nelson Atkins. On the back of the medal, you'll have the Kansas City Sports Commission logo. That's our organization that manages the Kansas City Marathon, as well as the date of the race. You can always remember October 19th, 2019, the date that you completed one of those distances at the Kansas City Marathon. But again, really excited about these medals. Still large in size, great colors and cool design on the neck ribbon as well. So check out those designs in your email inbox or by following us on social media at KC Marathon on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. But really excited about our 2019 finisher medals and hope you guys are as well. Also, we just unveiled at the start of the month our 2019 Lululemon co-brand designs. We partnered with Lululemon for the first time last year and had a few items, and we have even more available for purchase this year, including tops. And if you haven't ever tried Lululemon, it is the best running apparel I have ever purchased myself. It's now the only stuff I will wear to run in races or really hard training runs and workouts. And it's great. It's tech type material that doesn't smell bad when you exercise in it, which is kind of hard to find. And it's also just super lightweight and comfortable. So definitely would encourage you guys to check that out. Again, you can purchase this stuff through your race roster account, which is the account you used during your online registration. You can purchase it during registration when you're going to sign in to sign up for the race. Or you can, again, check us out on social media. Especially, I know Facebook's a good way to get to our online store. So at KC Marathon, you can see all these cool Lululemon designs, as well as see the different options for purchase. And what we have this year, we have two kinds of shorts again. So for men, we have 9-inch pace breaker shorts and 6-inch surge shorts, depending on what length and what style you like. We also have two options again for women's running shorts. We have a longer version, the Runtime 4-inch short, and the Speed Up 2.5-inch short if you're more of a short fan. We also have one option this year for women's pants. We've been told this is a new and improved option as far as something that's even more comfortable and better for running. It's the Fast and Free Tight, and available in sizes 2 through 12. So check that out, the Fast and Free Tight from Lululemon. And then new this year, something we're really excited about is we have a shirt option. And for training in the summer, we have running tank tops. So for men, it's the metal vent singlet, the Tech Surge Tech. And for women, it's the Swiftly Tech Razorback tank top. And again, I think you'll really like these designs. All of the products are available in the color black. And then we use that green color that's kind of our theme color for this year, green and white. And those two colors really pop off the black pants, shorts, and top. So it's a real clean, simple design. It works well with Lululemon's clean overall look. On the tank tops, Kansas City Marathon is the design with those words real big and bold across the chest to the top. And then the distance options, full, half, 10K, 5K, as well as that bright green saxophone that's part of our 2019 logo. Pants even more simple, Kansas City Marathon in small font, along with the green saxophone and then some white musical notes right beside it. I think you guys will really like the designs. And again, that's featured in our newest email that went out right around the first of the month. So check out your email inbox or follow us on social media at KC Marathon to check out the new Lululemon co-brand designs. And of course, you can also get to our online store through our Facebook page at KC Marathon. You can check out the designs and also purchase those there. And the Lululemon designs will be available for pre-sale only, and you'll be able to pick them up at the Health and Fitness Expo presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield October 17th and October 18th at Union Station. Also, I know we mentioned this in the podcast last month. We normally do a big sale for Global Running Day. That did not happen this year. Instead, we're focusing on something this month, which is the 25th anniversary of Forrest Gump being released in movie theaters. That happened on July 6th, 1994. And stay tuned. There'll be a big, big, big promotion around that that you will not want to miss. If you still need to register, would encourage you to check out all of our social media outlets and your email inbox on July 6th, 25th anniversary of Forrest Gump coming out. And we'll have a big promotion going on with that. So just a little teaser for that. Be on the lookout for a big promotion, maybe a chance to save some good money on July 6th related to the 25th anniversary of Forrest Gump. Also, some quick reminders. I-35 Challenge is back this year. It's back on the normal rotation, which is Kansas City Marathon on Saturday, Des Moines Marathon on Sunday. And again, it's any combination of half marathon and full marathon, Kansas City and Des Moines. So you can do the half and the half, the full and the full, the half and the full, the full and the half. And it's two great races in 24 hours, essentially. And the I-35 Challenge allows you to complete a half marathon and a full marathon, or a full and a full, or a half and a half. Kansas City Marathon Sunday, Des Moines Marathon, Kansas City Marathon Saturday, and the Des Moines Marathon on Sunday. So an opportunity to complete two great races in 24 hours with the I-35 Challenge. Also, our 2019 in-training shirts are selling really well. And again, you can check those out by logging into your race roster account where you registered, or checking out our online store and our posts on KC Marathon on Facebook. But have great options, short sleeve and long sleeve, men's cut and women's cut. And one last reminder, this year our big promotion that we're doing is with Gooder sunglasses. And we unveiled that design in June. Bright green lenses, kind of the dark gray frames, the last three Kansas City Marathon logos on the inside of the right arm, and the Kansas City Marathon primary logo you can see on the lens of the sunglasses. We think you'll really like these designs. We've been getting great feedback on those. And again, this is a $25 pair of sunglasses that is 100% free for all of our half and full marathon runners for this year's race. And you still get all the great stuff you got last year as well. You still get the great finisher item in terms of the finisher medal. You get a cool race shirt. You get free food, free beer, live music after the race, as well as a great experience with the biggest race in town with 10,000 of your closest friends running past all those iconic Kansas City, Missouri landmarks. We just wanted to make it even more special this year for the half and the full runners. They get a free, awesome pair of these Kansas City Marathon branded Gooder sunglasses. And 5K, 10K runners, don't miss out as well. You still have the chance to purchase these as an add-on during your online registration or through our online store through your race roster account. But definitely, if you're a 10K runner, encourage you to check out maybe pushing yourself for the half marathon this year and get these sunglasses at no extra charge. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll start with our interviews coming up next segment. It's Toby Harrell and Tanner Johnson from Shields. We'll get their thoughts on training for the Kansas City Marathon, as well as look forward to what Shields can offer for runners looking to get stuff for their training in the build-up to this year's race. All right, we'll take a timeout. You're listening to the July edition of the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Race Director Dave Borchardt. Thanks so much for tuning in. And joining us now, a couple of representatives from our great partners at Shields, Toby Harrell and Tanner Johnson, assistant store leaders at Shields. Guys, thanks for your time today.
Oh, happy to be here.
Yeah, appreciate it. And, you know, it's funny, we were talking before we started this interview here, and I think a lot of people think of Shields as this incredible sporting goods store, right? You can come in and get whatever you want, Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC. You got Charlie Hustle shirts here. You got anything for any sport you like in the outdoors. But one thing I think is really cool, Toby, is you guys have anything that people could get at a running specialty store. I mean, if runners come in here, you got pretty much everything they might need for a race or for training.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have everything from the most techie running shoes, the Hokas, Ultras, Asics, Brooks, all those brands, all the way to get you set up with nutrition. And then after the race, we have all the new techie recovery aids up in our exercise shop on the second floor.
So Tanner, why don't you talk about a little bit what it would be like if a runner's coming in and what that experience is like shopping here at Shields, and maybe the different things, you know, you guys can do, including, you know, gait analysis and making sure people get into the right sort of shoes.
Yeah, exactly. After you get past the aquarium and the Ferris wheel, you start to figure out and get your bearings straight and realize that, we do offer quite a bit of the tech clothing, and our specialty shop managers in those areas only work in those areas. If you go into shoes, you're going to deal with the shoe expert. They don't sell clothing, they don't sell bikes, and then vice versa. You get into the clothing area, you're going to deal with those experts. We do product knowledge meetings every Tuesday night, so that way these guys come back, we pretty much tech them to death, so that way they know what's going on and make sure that they're going to hook you guys up with the right gear.
You guys have a ton of athletes here at Shields. It's funny, you walk in and you see the wall like of employee athletes, right? And you know, this isn't just like some big retail store where it's, you know, people who maybe don't know about the product, don't know about the athlete, but you guys have a lot of runners here, and I'm sure that helps too when you're, you know, talking about the customer experience.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of folks here that run every day. They also cycle. I mean, we kind of try to hire experts. We kind of say they have to be experts out there before we consider them experts in here. That's kind of a quote that we go by here at Shields.
So, Tanner, talk to us about Garmin. They're the title sponsor, the Kansas City Marathon, great partner for us, as well as you all here at Shields. But you guys have Garmin devices, too. And really, that's kind of become a thing that if you're going to go from, you know, maybe a couch to 5K, you don't need a great watch. But if you're going to start getting into halves and fulls and trying to be a competitive runner, you need a good Garmin device. And you guys have those, too.
Yeah. It was funny. Toby and I were actually just talking about that last week, how running with just a normal little Timex watch back in the day and really guesstimating, oh, I think I ran this pace and whatever. Now it's just amazing how accurate you can get elevation, heart rate, what you maxed out at, how many calories you burned. I myself just bought my wife the Vivo Active 3, and she's loving it so far. So it's just come a long way, and it's amazing to see, and just how much more accurate your workouts can get too.
You know, it's funny. Terry Drake is the local rep for Saucony. They're another partner of the Kansas City Marathon, and he used to be one of the top three or four runners in Kansas City. And you know, late '70s, early '80s. And I asked him, like, you know, what did you guys do for fuel? And he's like, oh, we took pieces of bread and we like wadded them up in our pocket. And then we like every couple miles, we'd take a little bite of bread. And it's like, you're talking about the Timex watches and that sort of fueling. You know, there wasn't Gatorade or Powerade back then. And Toby, you've been a runner for a long time. Maybe you can talk about what you've seen technology wise, fueling wise, you know, recovery. I know you guys have some great massage tools here as well. You know, how much easier is it to be a runner nowadays? Because back, you know, in the early 80s, it really was, you know, you got some shoes, you got some short shorts, and there you go. And that was kind of the thing. And now it's a lot more fun to be a runner, I think.
Yeah, I mean, back when I ran competitively in college, I mean, after our workouts, I remember sitting in 10-gallon buckets of ice for recovery, which I'm sure people still do that. But, yeah, there's great recovery aids from Hypervolt, massaging tools, foam rollers, all that good stuff now that we didn't really have even back when I ran in the mid-2000s.
So you guys both, I know, grew up running. Toby, tell us your story a little bit. I know you just did the Dam to Dam race up in Iowa earlier this year, but you've done a ton of, like, I'm guessing 20, 30, 40 road races, right? You've done a ton of endurance events.
Yeah, I mean, I've been running since I was about 12 years old. Ran competitively in college. Actually started working at Shields about 18 years ago. Started slinging shoes as a part-time shoe seller while I was running in college. But yeah, I've ran 8 marathons, a couple 50Ks when I lived out west. Just kind of have loved running, kind of been something I've always just had some talent in. And maybe I just don't get tired as quick. I don't know.
So talk to me about that transition, because I've done, you know, 10 marathons or whatever, ballpark. I haven't done an ultra. Is it a huge difference going from a marathon to a 50K, or is it not a huge deal?
I'd say, like, the train is going to be the biggest difference. Both of the 50Ks I did were on the trail. One of them was in Utah, and it involved, like, 12,000 feet of elevation gain. So there's a lot more power hiking going up and than running.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that sounds rough. And, Tanner, you've ran quite a bit as well. I know you grew up running, and I think we got a verbal commitment from you, Kansas City Marathon this fall, right? Maybe not the full marathon, but something in there.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe if I can twist my wife's arm a little bit too. But yeah, grew up, started running because I got cut from the basketball team, and it obviously worked out really well. Did high school cross country, plenty of 5Ks, half marathon. Haven't quite been ambitious to do the full marathon quite yet, but we'll see. Have had a passion for it and kind of ebb and flow a little bit, but Toby keeps me grounded and keeps checking in every once in a while on my mileage. So,
and he kept me grounded too. We did a group run here a little bit ago, and yeah, he was at about a 7-minute pace from the opening gun, so I just kind of backed off after about a quarter mile. Toby, you mentioned you've been here 18 years, Tanner, 14 years with Shields. You talked about both being passionate about running. What is it about Shields? Because that's crazy longevity at one company. It must be a great organization to work for.
Yeah, it really boils down to the people. And even this morning, great conversations about our people. And that's probably the biggest takeaway. When I come to work, I don't think of it as work. I literally am a glorified greeter. I walk around the store, make sure people are getting helped, and have great conversations, long-lasting impacts, not only with our associates, but the customers that come in. And lots of friendships. I've worked at now my third store, and it's just crazy to see how many different friendships I've got and relationships throughout the entire company. So
that's great. Well, guys, thanks for your time. We're excited to partner with Shields for the 2019 Kansas City Marathon, and looking forward to having you both at our race this fall. You haven't done it yet, so you'll be ready. It's not the easiest course in the world, but I think you guys will be ready. And yeah, we're excited to partner with you all.
Yeah, thanks for having us again, and try to get some more of those group runs together and see if we can get that pace up for you.
Yeah, no doubt. I need it. All right, thanks for your time, guys. Toby Harrell and Tanner Johnson, assistant store leaders here at Shields. Shields is a great partner and the presenting sponsor of the Kansas City Marathon Race Volunteers for the 2019 race on October 19th. All right, we'll take a time out. We'll come back and talk to Coach Eladio Valdez from the Runner's Edge. He's the official running coach of the Kansas City Marathon. And we have free training plans from Eladio on our website, kcmarathon.org. We'll talk to Eladio coming up next. And you're listening to the July edition of the Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon monthly podcast for July 2019. I'm race director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for joining us today. And joining me now, my good friend Eladio Valdez from the Runner's Edge. Eladio is the official training coach for the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. Eladio, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, Dave.
Runner's Edge, your fine organization, just had your 1,000th group run in the history of the organization. That's quite an accomplishment there. Maybe you can talk about that and let people know about the different group runs you've been offering throughout the years.
Yeah, since 1997, we've met every Saturday. All abilities are welcome. Most people that train with us, they're hoping to do a half marathon or marathon. And we have pace groups led by pacers from 7 minutes a mile to 14 minutes a mile. And we offer distances from 1 to 20 miles. So it's kind of like this big buffet, and you take out of it what works for you, and you'll have other people to do your race at your pace. And during the rest of the week, we have training schedules and weekly emails and lots of race discounts and a lot of other benefits that make running a little bit more enjoyable to do this crazy thing called marathoning and half marathoning, but maybe bring as much joy as you can possibly bring to that process.
It's funny. I think a lot of places now do group runs, and maybe there's water on the course and things like that. Yours is the only group I know about that has pacers, and especially fast pacers. I mean, 7 minutes per mile, that's a really, really fast runner. And I was amazed when I saw that when I was out at your group run a couple of weeks ago. How'd you settle on having kind of pacers each week, too? Because that's a really unique touch.
I listened to the group. It would be request, hey, can you add this? Can you add this? And it kind of organically evolved to what we have today.
If people want to check it out, runnersedgekc.com. Again, runnersedgekc.com. And I assume Facebook's a good place too, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we have a Facebook page too. Yep.
So, yep, just Google. You don't have to Google. Go to Facebook. Look up Runner's Edge KC, and you can learn all about Eladio, the training programs for the Runner's Edge, and their weekly group runs. And as I mentioned, Eladio, you're the official training coach of the Kansas City Marathon, presented by Garmin, have been that for a long time, and we love partnering with you each year. And as we're sitting here talking for the month of July, the 16-week training plans are up on the website, as well as the 12-week training plans. Now, the 12-week plans won't kick in until around the end of the month, but the 16-week training plans started right around the 1st of July. If you want to check those out, go to kcmarathon.org, click on the race information tab, and then go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click training. So again, kcmarathon.org, click race information, then scroll down and click the training button, and you can check out free half marathon and full marathon training plans for anyone from a beginning runner to an experienced runner, all sorts of different plans for different levels. And maybe you can talk through a little bit what these plans look like and how you came up with these specific plans for the race.
Well, the first thing you'll notice is they are every day offers a range of choices. There'll be off days, of course, but when it's time to run, you'll be given a range. And I firmly believe that if you start with the plan and then you adjust depending on how you feel that day, that's the best of both worlds. It's taking the science of what works for the average person, but taking the art of what's going to work for you that day. It's both. You need the art and the science. So the ranges allow you the flexibility to go all the way if you're having a good day on the upper end of the mileage range, and go all the way to the low end if you're having a bad day, and picking the one in the middle if you're having an average day. But you have ranges every single day, and it's a systematic buildup from different levels to pick up where you've left off and to get you where you want to be on race day. Schedules that are designed to get you just to finish, and then there's schedules designed to, if you have a time goal in mind, what workouts are going to help you make that pace feel doable long enough and easy enough to get you to that finish line. So there's schedules for most abilities, really. And like you said, they're free, and the flexibility is there. I would say the other thing is you're going to notice that there's a three-week cycle where you'll build week one, build a little bit more week two, and then week three you kind of cut back to recover. And that allows you to, in case you might have bitten over a little more than you could chew, that recovery week allows you to regroup for the next three-week cycle. And what happens is a lot of people will get excited in the beginning and build in those first few weeks. And when you get to the middle of the training period, you kind of start wearing out. So that third week of recovery is going to be more and more welcome as you get further in your training. And that, it's, in my opinion, the first 2 weeks of each cycle, yes, they're the ones that have all the glamour and the mileage and the fancy workouts, but it's the third week that's going to
increase your chances of getting you to the start line healthy and prepared?
Well, I'll tell you, for me personally, that's how I train. I'm a big fan of the easier week, every third week. And, you know, I have some friends who have running streaks, and they've been running every day for 5, 6, 7 years. And for me, like, I love my days off, and I love my easy days. And, you know, I'm 41 years old, so I guess I'm in the older runner category. And I've been training mainly for full marathons. And when you're training for a full marathon, it's almost like a part-time job. It's such a time commitment, and you have to schedule it. And so for me, you know, the training weeks are great, and that certainly helps you on race day. But for me, it's nice to have that week where you can also just kind of relax mentally, and you don't have to plan your whole life around running. And I love running, but I'm a big fan of that dial back week.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's both. You definitely need the stress, but it's 50% stress. But the other 50% is recovery. So we're just saying, okay, here's your time to give back to your body. And as you know firsthand, after that recovery week, you feel like, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm ready for the next 2 weeks. We want you to feel like you're looking forward to your training when you get to after Labor Day and you get to October 1st and you get to October 19th. I want you to have the same enthusiasm that you have now all the way through training.
All right. So again, free 16-week and 12-week training plans created by Eladio from the Runner's Edge. You can get them for free. KCMarathon.org. Click race information and then scroll down and click training. And it's a free half marathon or full marathon training schedules, beginner runners, experienced runners, lots of different plans for whatever you need. Okay, so Eladio, like we said, we're talking here in July. It's hot. It's summertime. It's probably, hopefully, going to be totally different weather than what we're going to see on October 19th, which, you know, theoretically, most years is nice and cool, great marathon weather. But what's the advice for runners training in the heat? I know science would say that, I think it's 60 degrees is maybe the threshold. When it gets above 60, your body wants to slow down a little bit to compensate for the heat. You're talking about way higher temperatures than that in the summer. So maybe you could talk a little bit, advice for runners, how to train in the summer heat. I know I have trouble personally. I always want to hit my times, right? My pace. But in the summer, sometimes you just have to be flexible and run by effort, not by pace. I assume that's part of the deal, right?
Yes. What happens in the summer is, because it is hotter, your body will divert more energy in the form of blood. There's less blood going to your running muscles, and more of it's pushing heat out through your skin. And that means you have less to work with. So there's a very real physiological process going on that occurs the warmer and more humid it gets, that you won't have to mess with the other three seasons of the year. And so as a result, when you get to the summer, you really do need to adjust your expectations and your pace in order to keep yourself in the what I call the sweet spot of training. So what I would do if I were you, to those of you listening, is take your normal effort that you were able to run for the fall, winter, and spring. Keep that same effort, but be okay with whatever pace that ends up being. So it may be 20 seconds per mile slower, and that's okay. That means you have 20 seconds per mile less to work with. That's why it's going on that way. Don't force it. If you go with the flow in the summer, you'll have the same experience. And here's the awesome part. If you get through the summer by doing that, by being patient and allowing your body to adjust as it needs, and everybody's different. Some people don't need to adjust that much. Some people need to adjust more than their peers, but everybody needs to adjust. What happens is you will increase your blood volume. Your body's trying to get ever better at dealing with this heat issue. And so what happens is when it cools off, then you become like a super version of yourself. You have more oxygen, more red blood cells. You have more to work with, and it cools off. So that's why Kansas City is a really good race to consider, because you've made it through the summer and you're acclimated for any temperature, let alone if we get lucky and we get 30s, 40s, or 50s on race day. You'll do even better. So get through the summer safely, and you will be rewarded on race day.
I think a lot of runners follow the weather forecast, and I definitely do that myself. I always feel bad if I'm driving home from work and it's 5 o'clock and I see people out running and maybe it's 95 degrees, and I'm thinking, like, man, I love running, and that's the last thing I want to do right now. Do you recommend, if someone has flexibility in their schedule, do you run in the morning when it's as cool as possible, knowing it may be really humid? Do you run at night, maybe at dusk when it's hotter but less humid? Does it matter what time of day, or is there an ideal time in terms of trying to deal with the summer heat?
That's a great question. Obviously, the quick answer is when it's the coolest, and that's it is more humid in the morning. The answer I'm going to give people is you should run whenever it fits best in your life schedule. So if you have the most energy to give towards your running in the evening, even if it is hotter, you need to run in the evening, and vice versa. If you're not going to get it done, if you don't get it done in the morning, you absolutely need to run in the morning. So I think it's just go with what works best for you. I know that sounds cliche, but it really is true, and the research bears it out. What they found is the people that do the best on race day are the ones that stuck training during the times that worked best for their life schedule.
That makes sense, because you don't want running to be stressful. Like you said earlier, you want running to be fun. So the best way you can fit it into your busy schedule is probably the best way to do it. Okay, last question. Let's talk a little bit about Kansas City Marathon course. We're going to have the same courses again this year. You've helped us design and tweak these courses over the last couple years. And I know one thing we talked about when we spoke last year was part of the strategy with the Kansas City Marathon course. It's not the easiest course around, but it's a course you can run a great race on and PR in if you approach it the right way. And I know when we were talking, laying out the course, we tried to get the majority of the big hills out of the way in the first half of the race when people are freshest. But what advice would you give to people in terms of how to attack the Kansas City Marathon course if you want to have the best chance for success on race day?
Well, the first thing I would say, it is hilly. There's no way around it. However, like Dave said, like you said, Dave, it is a matter of taking what the course gives you. And in training, what I would suggest doing is absolutely you need to do at least once a week or at least once every other week hill repeats where you push the ups, but you take it easy on the downs. But you're going to reverse that script on race day. So what these workouts are going to do is they're going to make you stronger on the hills. So when you get to the hills on race day, what you're going to do is run every single uphill at even effort. So the breathing rate that you took into the hill, you're going to keep, which means you're going to slow down accordingly. But the fun part is what goes up comes down. So what I tell my runners is focus on all the downhills that you're going to get. You want to attack those areas. And by attack, I mean you're wanting to keep your breathing rate the same, but you're going to find out in order to keep your breathing rate the same on the down as it was on the ups, you can go really, really fast and actually have a hard time doing that. So what I tell people is don't freak out on the uphills. Just maintain your effort. You'll have more energy to give on the downhills. Attack the downhills. Be more aggressive on the downhills. You will get back the time you gave if you do it that way. And then it's just a hope that the weather allows you to maximize all the training that you've done on the hills. And like Dave says, it is better to get the hills out of the way in the first half of the marathon when you physiologically and psychologically are ready for them. And then settle into nice rhythms for long, flat to gently rolling sections that do happen on our course. And yeah, you still have one overall big section to climb, but it's spread out over a few miles, and you just take it one step at a time, and then you get that blazing downhill finish where you can get back a minute or two that you gave on the uphill to get there in the first place. So in my opinion, if you take what the course gives you, you train for the course, you even effort the ups, you attack the downs, it's not going to be much different than a flat course. And in my opinion, your legs are going to be fresher because you have to change gears instead of staying in the same gear for a race like Chicago. So that's why you continue to hear how many people are surprised by how well they do in the half and in the full marathon in Kansas City.
So if we're going to summarize it, like you said, it's not Chicago. This is more of a thinking runner's race, right? And
yes.
I guess to summarize, some simple advice, right? Don't start too fast, which is an advice for any race, and then take it easy on the uphills, right. And then you can make up time on the downhills. I think that's kind of a simple summary.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head.
Cool. That sounds good. And again, Eladio, so proud to partner with you. Eladio Valdez, the official coach of the Kansas City Marathon from the Runner's Edge. Check him out online at runnersedgekc.com. Eladio, thanks for your time. And actually, I should ask one more question before we wrap up. You're also coordinating all the pacers for the Kansas City Marathon, as you've done for years and years. Maybe tell people a little bit about what makes the Smart Pacers different and what they can expect from that group.
Well, what we realized from many of race experiences is all that energy in the beginning causes you to be so hyped up that even if you think you're going slower than you should, you're not. You have all this adrenaline. So what the Pacers are going to do is take the guesswork out of the equation. They're going to be locked into a certain pace, and it'll be a slightly slower pace than average pace. So, for example, if you're wanting to average 9-minute pace, they're going to start out a little slower than nines, which to you is going to feel like you're practically walking because you're so amped up at the start with the all those weeks of training, the tapering, the music, the lining up. It is high energy. So the Pacers are going to help you avoid the three most common mistakes. Number one, stop going out too fast. If you feel like you're going super easy, then you're going to stay in the driver's seat longer in the race. Mistake number two, they're going to take the hills at even effort. They're going to go easy on the ups and harder on the downs, which is different than what most people do. Most people feel like you got to hold your pace on the ups, which uses too much energy, and then you jog the downs, which is a wasted opportunity. It's a double whammy against you. So they're going to run the hills more intelligently. And thirdly, they're going to treat the aid stations like aid stations. Those are replenishment and recovery stops. They're going to either walk through them briskly or slow down your pace so you can quit breathing as hard, so you can drink and take your gels or whatever you need. So the aid stations are going to be used appropriately. The hills are going to be dealt with intelligently. But most importantly, if you start smart, the domino effect will then be in your favor. You're going to set yourself up for a positive race.
Sounds good. And I love pacing in my free time for you. So I definitely would recommend finding one of the smart pacers. And Eladio's helped coordinate that group every year. Hey, Eladio, thanks so much for your time, man.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, Eladio Valdez, the official coach of the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. Check him out online, runnersedgekc.com. And again, free 12 and 16-week training plans are live right now on the Kansas City Marathon website, kcmarathon.org. Then race information, then click on training, and you can get free half marathon and full marathon training plans today. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the July edition of the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on the July edition of the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I am Dave Borchert, race director for the 2019 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. Really appreciate you guys tuning in this month. Thanks to Toby and Tanner from Shields for joining us earlier in the podcast, as well as Coach Eladio Valdez from the Runner's Edge joining us last segment. As we wrap up, we wanted to give you a quick preview. We'll be out and about a lot in the month of July, attending a lot of different community group runs. We'd love for you to come by and say hello. Start of the month, July 2nd, we'll be joining KC Running Company for their Brew Crew Run at Alma Mater at 6 p.m. So again, July 2nd, Brew Crew Run at Alma Mater, great opportunity to get a good run and a cold beer after work, 6 p.m. on July 2nd. Our partners at Running 16 doing their huge Kansas City Marathon course preview group run July 7th at 7 a.m. Again, July 7th, 7 a.m. at Running 16 in Westport. We'll be with our friends at Lululemon in Leawood for a group run at 6 p.m. on July 9th. On July 11th, we'll be out at the Taco Mile in Martin City at 6:30 p.m. Excited to take part in that. If you've heard of the Beer Mile, this is the same concept, except it's with tacos. Four tacos and four quarter-mile sprints, essentially, is what you have to do. One taco, sprint a quarter mile, and then repeat three more times. So July 11th, we'll be out at the Taco Mile in Martin City. July 13th, we're excited to join the KC Express Women's Running Group at 7 a.m. Location on that one is still TBD, but stay tuned and follow us on social media at KC Marathon, and we'll give more details on that. July 15th, we'll be with my good friends Lululemon on the Country Club Plaza at 6 p.m., and there may be some special perks that night, so stay tuned for that as well. Again, July 15th, Lululemon on the Plaza at 6 p.m. July 20th, the Running Well Store in Mission at 7 a.m. That's a Saturday morning. I know Kathy, the owner at the Running Well Store, is breaking out all the stops for that one with lots of great sponsors and raffle items out there that day. July 23rd, we'll be with our partners at Play Try in the Northland at 6 p.m. And again, Lululemon will be joining that one as well, raffling off an outfit, I believe. Play Try in the Northland, 6 p.m. on July 23rd. July 25th, we'll be out with our friends in Lawrence at Ad Astra at 6 p.m. Last year, we ran with them. Similar time of year was about 100 degrees. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit cooler this time. July 25th, Ad Astra in Lawrence at 6 p.m. And then we'll be out at the Win for KC All-Women's Triathlon, 7:30 in the morning on July 27th. So if you're out there, say hello, pick up a KC Marathon flyer, and we'll be excited to help manage the run course and congratulate you on your finish at the Win for KC Triathlon on July 27th. We'll also be adding some additional group runs this month as well as early in August, so be sure to follow us on social media at KC Marathon for updates as these group runs continue to be added to the schedule. And just in general, for all the latest Kansas City Marathon news, information, to see these new designs we talked about during this podcast, our new metal design, our new Lululemon co-branded design, the Gooder sunglasses design for this year, be sure to follow us on social media at KC Marathon on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest news on Kansas City's biggest race. That'll do it for us here today. I'm Dave Borchardt saying so long. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to the July edition of the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night, going back to Kansas City. And I love you to tears, but just how long can I keep singing?